Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, cut.
We loan everywhere,
no,
man.
No.
That's because
whoa.
What?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Road, Gladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, No-Till.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Greenville, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Kelder, Carson County, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600, license 137-773, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Dallas-Fort Worth, and welcome to another Saturday of glorious mortgage talk on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. With your favorite Saturday morning host from 8 to 9 a.m., Kevin Miller, Tress Collins, and Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Sharing with you the lowest interest rates that the world has ever seen for mortgages in the state of Texas and in the country. We're here to share with you how you can save money on refinancing your house, refinancing to get cash out of your house, or buying a house. We can help you with your FHA, your VA, USDA. And reverse mortgages, as well as your conventional loans. And so we want to share with you how to save that money. And if it's your first time listening, we welcome you. We will spend time during this hour answering your questions, or you text us your questions. You text us whether we can text what your home value is, text what your payment is. We don't need to send us your payment. Text your current credit score, your current home value, current interest rate. We can share with you how much money you can save on a refinance. How low are the rates?
How low can you go?
Well, you know what, guys? Yeah. We've seen two and a quarter on your 15-year is reachable for most people that have a loan size over about $170,000. If you're going to pay some closing costs on that loan, if you have 740 credit score, and depending on how much equity you have, a lot of people now are finding that the 15-year is available at 2.25. Many people getting in at 2 3/8, 2.5, 30-year mortgages at 2 3/4. Dogs and cats, getting along. It's crazy. The world is crazy. So we are here. We are here to share with you on how to save that money. And if you want to get cash out of your home, get a home equity loan, pay off those 20% credit cards, because even though rates have dropped, those credit card rates haven't. And so you're still paying 20%+ on your credit cards, but mortgage rates might be refinanced down. You might be able to save 80% to 85% on your interest rate that you're paying on your credit cards, and then just applying all that savings and paying off your house faster. And anyway, that's why we're here. It makes me happy to wake up in the morning, know I can help people save money. And Inappropriate Uncle Bubba does it every day. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. Worn out from another week.
How is the senior golf tour going?
I did pretty good. I told you what I shot last week.
Yeah,
that was impressive. Yes, and I don't even follow golf.
I have a tournament today, so it's going to be hot at 1 o'clock. And
yes,
I've got my water packed and my.
We have the baseball tournament this afternoon.
Oh my gosh!
The 13 and under, the 4 o'clock game. I have a feeling is going to be. I might just show up in my Speedo for that one. Yeah. You know?
All right, let everybody know where it's at.
Yeah. Oh, you'll know where it's at.
Yeah. You'll read about
you'll
it.
You'll hear all about it. So,
you'll see the exodus of place ball players.
Yes, 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 yes. Well, not everyone is so lucky to be at those baseball games. Anyway, we are here to talk about your home loans, also about sports, if you want to talk about sports, whatever sports are out there. There is some golf every once in a while out there now.
Yeah, yeah, that's good to watch.
Yeah, yeah. And so,
yeah, okay.
My son Nathan just played in his first AJGA tournament, American Junior Golf Association. It's from the ages of 12 to 18. And so he played in this. We went to Opelika, Alabama, which is just northeast of Auburn, Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Was it their golf course?
I'm not sure if that's where they play, but the Auburn, there was one of the sponsors for it. Anyway, we are up there. Nice little place. If you haven't been out there to Alabama, it's our second trip to Alabama in the last 3 weeks. And we had never really been to Alabama before.
Beautiful. Cross that off your bucket list.
Beautiful, tall trees. I mean, these trees are just huge. And there's such fertile land out there. It's crazy. Well, here's a story. We played in a qualifier. And we played that on Monday. He played well. He shot, went over par. But then he woke up Tuesday morning with a cough, a very sore throat and a cough. Mm. And so we're getting ready to go out on the golf course, and he's coughing every 3 seconds.
Oof.
And, of course, I have to walk up to the officials 10 minutes before his tee time. This is a 3-day tournament. You know, we're supposed to be there. And so I have to walk up and withdraw him from the tournament because I don't know what's making him cough.
Right.
You know?
Oh, man.
Now, I was pretty sure he didn't have COVID. And because it was in his nose and in his ears. And there's not a lot of talk about that being an ears and nose thing. It's more of a throat and chest thing. And so it was his nose and ears and his throat. And so, but I knew that any coughing out there, and we are going to be, you know, treated differently and all that. So I also knew it wasn't a good thing. And he was feeling pretty awful. So we had to withdraw from the tournament. And then I'm thinking, we can't get on an airplane.
No.
And then I'm thinking, okay, we can't get on an airplane because we don't want to be staying at that hotel being around other people, you know?
Right.
So I call the rental car place and I say, you know, we are driving to Dallas and we're going to be there this evening. And so I did the 12-hour journey.
Yeah.
Did Katie fly home?
Katie wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't there. Oh.
As a matter of fact, AJGA has rules that only one spectator can follow the golfer at a time. So the other parent or whoever it is has to sit back somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we drove 12 hours from Auburn, Alabama to Dallas. And it should have been a 10.5-hour trip. But I didn't realize the complexities that COVID would have and trying to make a pit stop.
Oh, sure.
You try to make a pit stop. And then you try to use the bathroom the bathroom's closed at the gas station. So then you got to go to the place across the street, and you can't just go. And so then you try to drive by the Taco Bell drive-through, and there's 17 cars in there. Well, this is a pit stop. You're not going to win the race. And so then you got to go inside the Taco Bell to order. And now you got to do it. You got to do a manual. You got to do it by you got to start pushing the buttons on the screen to order because they don't have any people taking you. It's
what a beatdown.
So the pit stop took a half an hour. You know, I took a couple pit stops. You're half an hour in these pit stops. And then you know how pit stops are supposed to be 10 minutes tops, or we leave you. We leave you.
Right.
We're
right,
leaving
right.
you. And so, you know, I'm spitting, you know, at in my car because I'm just, I have to drive 12 hours, you know.
I know. That's
and it's not the first 7 hours that's the problem. It's the last seven. It's the last five. You start getting punch drunk.
Worn out.
You know.
Yeah.
And so that was my Tuesday. That was my Tuesday there in the car. So then I'm in Alabama, and Alabama, there's no one wearing masks in Alabama. Okay, so then you go over into Mississippi. Now the trees aren't as tall in Mississippi as they are in Alabama. I don't know why, but you get in Mississippi now, you got to wear masks. Okay, and so then you get to Louisiana, no masks. Now it might be sit county specific. I don't know. As everywhere I was. There was a different rule. And then I got in Texas and you got to wear a mask. And so,
when you go to into the bathroom or whatever, or the gas
station? I just wore the mask.
all the time. Because,
you know, I'm in foreign land, man. I don't know where. Nate has never been to Mississippi. Nate has never been to Alabama, and he's never spent any time in Louisiana. So,
well, now
we're doing all kinds of historical. He's pull up this and read about it. You know, Vicksburg. You know, reading about the Valley. Pull out all this stuff. So we're reading all this stuff, and it was interesting. Of course, he's buried in the video game thing the whole time, so he didn't care if he's driving 12 hours. So.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, that's a lot of talk and a lot of wasted time in the mortgage show.
Can't wait till he can
what
drive.
An adventure.
So when we got back, and then we, of course, had to go get the COVID test.
Yeah.
And it turned out he didn't have COVID, he didn't have flu, he didn't have strep, and then they said, we think it's a really bad allergic reaction to something.
You know, I have allergies like that.
I mean, he was hacking.
Yeah.
And it was in his nose and his ears and...
Because you get all that drainage.
All different colors coming out, you know?
And all that drainage goes into your chest sometimes, and it just makes you cough.
And that's what was going on.
Yep.
So now, yeah, that's the story. And anyway.
And you're sticking to it.
Of course, I thought I was Doogie Howser, you know, and I'm like...
Yeah, you always like that.
But I'm like, okay, here's the zinc, and then here's the vitamin C, and now take these lozenges, and here's some... You know, try some lysine and do this, and you know none of it's working.
You're too old to be Doogie Howser. You're more like House.
Yeah, I saw your House moves in New Orleans that time we were there.
I feel like Doogie Howser. Okay, young and inexperienced doctor. Okay, we are here taking your phone calls and your text questions about mortgages.
Yes.
Mortgage rates, many of you are seeing rates in the twos these days. Twos for 15 years, twos for 30 years. Bubba, you've been seeing it all week.
I've been seeing it all week, yes. And I'm completely mystified how wonderful it is. You know, that people, when you rarely talk to anybody now that says, oh, yeah, this doesn't make sense, you know.
That's 2.25 is just too high. Yeah. It's just too high. I ain't paying
that.
The
only time it did make sense this week is the guy said, well, because I'm only gonna be here for 2 more years. And I said, yeah, that probably doesn't make sense then. He had 3.25.
Yeah. Unless you get a zero closing cost loan and say give a couple thousand dollars. Is it really worth the... Yeah. Now, mortgages are taking a little bit longer right now.
Yes, they are.
Mortgages, we were at 20 to 25 days. Now we're about 30 to 35 days. So if you're trying to get a mortgage right now, not the purchase loans, just on the refinance loans. On the refinance loans, you know, so... An extra 10 days. I can only imagine that the bank's got to be taking 60 days.
Well, I tell everybody
days.
They said that they're talking to their bank, and I said, I promise you one thing. It'll be cold when you close. And they just kind of go, really? And they go, wow.
Well, get your stuff started now. We want to get you closed before Labor Day and so you can skip a payment. And then have one of the lowest mortgage rates, the lowest rate you're ever going to see. I don't see mortgage rates when I say I don't see it because mortgage servicers aren't going to be able to service your mortgage under 2%. They're just not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how that happens. I don't see rates dropping. I don't see rates going below 2. So if you're at 2.25 and you have that possibility, and maybe if you're at 2%, how could you get someone get 2.1% and for instead of 2.25? Well, if you have a $450,000 loan, you're paying an origination fee, you know, you're going to pay some closing costs. If you're going to do that, then you might be able to get that 2.125 in a 15-year. But 2.25 is pretty darn good. And so make sure you come on in and make sure you call us. We are TexasLending.com, so you don't have to come in. We can get this all done remotely. So go online and apply at TexasLending.com today. Tress, we never asked you how your week was. How are the purple pepper plants living? And how are they thriving in this heat?
They are actually doing well.
They're happy.
When it's this hot, you have to water them like every other day. And you can tell when the plants are thirsty because their leaves start to droop. And I was concerned that we weren't going to get any more purple bell peppers because I hadn't seen any blooms on it in a couple weeks. But it's got like 6 more blooms on it.
Are they spicy or are they sweet? Like kind of like green peppers sometimes are just real nice and...
The purple sweet. Bell pepper has, it's got a flavor between a green and a yellow. So it's got a sweet, it's like a sweet tangy flavor to it, but it's not hot. So when you slice it open, it's green on the inside. But if you leave it on the vine long enough, it'll turn from purple to red.
Here's what I want to know. Is there anything you can grow? Because I like growing stuff. I just don't like having to deal with all the critters that come along with it.
The bugs.
Yeah. Like we were up in Plano 20 years ago living up there. And I decided I was going to grow some tomatoes on my front porch. So those tomatoes popped up, and so did the 3-inch green worm.
Yeah.
And the big, thick, wide ones, they're about 3/4 of an inch thick. They're long, 3 inches long. And I said, how does it know where I live? First of all,
right?
So how did it get here? And so,
yeah.
So, and how did it know my tomatoes were going to be here? And so these things just showed up, and they weren't here. Now they're here. Did they put them in the seeds? I don't know.
Stay tuned for the Tress Collins garden show after this.
Well, you're right, because we have to take a break.
So what can I grow that I don't got to think about the critters?
Peppers. Peppers don't typically get critter-eaten.
They don't get critters?
Yeah. Hmm.
Do you like peppers?
Do I like? No, I don't. No.
Aren't you allergic to them?
They cause me issue.
When you can grow herbs, if you like to, like basil and oregano. I mean, the leaves are so small on oregano that if a bug's going to eat it, it's going to eat the whole leaf.
Yes, you know, it's, my wife does that. She grows oregano in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And so tell me, does this feel weird to you? You're sitting there ready for dinner, and if you go to the store and you get the oregano, it feels more real than the oregano in your backyard. Yeah. So your wife brings it in from there, you go, I ain't touching that. That's from our backyard.
Okay, it's because there's a difference between dried and fresh oregano, but we'll talk more about that after our break.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different.
All right. Well, we have to take a break, but we do want to take your text questions, and we have all text lines open to answer your questions about refinancing your property, buying a home. We have some of the lowest rates in Texas at TexasLending.com. If you're trying to buy, our home purchases right now, we're going to be up 30% in July over last July on home purchase loans here in Texas. That's pretty good considering that this whole COVID thing has hit, right? And so we are doing great. Texas is doing great in terms of the real estate right now and your residential real estate. We want to make sure that you get in touch with us for your home purchase. Let us know how much money you make. Here's what I make per year. Here's my credit score. Here's my down payment. How much home can I afford? Okay. We can share with you how much home you can afford if you tell us what's your yearly income, what's your credit score, how much your down payment amount you want to put down. We'll share that with you, show you how much money you can save on your interest rate. If you're at 3%, or 3.25%, 5%, 4%, text us. We'll answer how much money you can save every month by refinancing on your loan amount when you give us your credit score, your loan amount, and your interest rate. That's your refinance, 972-387-4600. You can call our office as well. Loan officers can take your phone call at 972-387-4600. Go online at applywithtexaslending.com. When we come back, we're going to start answering your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller, Tress Collins, and Appropriate Uncle Bubba every weekend. We want to take your phone calls. We want to get your text questions in about refinancing your house. 972-387-4600. Buying a home, refinancing a home, home equity loans. We can take your phone call and your text questions. 972-387-4600. We're here every weekend. We've been doing this show for about 5 years here on The Fan. We're happy to do it. And with mortgage rates at all-time lows, we want to make sure you have a chance to save. You start it now. Some of you, for example, you don't know it. We can share with you how much money you can save. But, Tress.
Kevin.
Before the break, we were talking about gardens. We'll get back to that in a little bit.
Okay.
The whole oregano update.
Yes.
The oregano update. And so we want to know about that. Tress sells herbs.
I don't. Mm-hmm. I give them away.
We don't know what's in those herbs. She's just selling them. Okay. So it always starts with giving away, Tress. Then you start charging for it. We know how you work.
There's so much of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are talking about mortgages, really. And we want to save you and if you have a family, your family, some money. And we want to save you money on your when you're buying a home, too. We're talking to builders where we're talking to people that are going to builders. And we are saving people a lot of money on new built homes. We're offering better rates than a lot of the builders are. I would say about 90% of the builders' loans, we're beating those mortgage companies' rates. And we're actually, we beat their offers, and then they come back, and then we try to get a little bit. Anyway, we want to win every deal for you. So make sure you call
that
us.
That reminds me of the guy. I had a guy call me from Austin this week, and he said, "Hey, I'm refinancing my construction loan." He goes, "And I did it, you know, through a certain company." He goes, "And this company," he said, "they're giving me 3.99. Can you beat that?"
And so what did you give him?
2.75.
Boom.
I know the company that always offers the 9.9. That makes it sound great. The 9.9. The 3.99.
Really? Are you kidding me? He said, "Yeah, that's what they're giving me, and that's why I'm shopping."
So I guess you're closing that one.
Yep.
We're closing most of them. As a matter of fact, a lot of you, the word is out. People are contacting us, and they're coming and they're locking. And we have over $300 million of loans locked at TexasLending.com right now. And that's all right in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, and Austin. And that's just going, that's we're locking that in about every month and a half. We're locking that right now. So
crazy.
We have a lot of business coming in at TexasLending.com. If you are in the business, if you're a processor or underwriter, yes, we have doubled our processing staff. And so we are here to share with you that you can get your loan done at TexasLending.com. 972-387-4600. All right, Tress, do you have any questions for us?
We do. Here we go. I need a good rate to purchase a house in Texas. Let me know what info you need. I have a 782 credit score.
I need a good rate.
Huh.
Well, the rates are good at TexasLending.com. They're not 3.99. You can get a home purchase loan, as a matter of fact, 2.875 on home purchase loans, 2.75 on home purchase loans. As a matter of fact, we're even seeing some 30 years at 2.625. We're seeing 30 years for some people at 2.625. And it depends on how much you're going to pay, if you're going to pay closing costs, if you want to pay an origination fee, your loan size, your equity position, your credit score, right?
And it's fine. You know, the funny thing is when you see is the loans that have MI are actually an eighth better than the ones that don't have MI. Mm. That's kind of a strange thing, phenomenon.
Well, here's
like 15% down or
my favorite,
5% down? And
my favorite part about this question is it came in yesterday.
Oh.
This question came in yesterday. That is someone.
That tells you.
They are camping outside our front door. That's the person waiting for a week and a half when Apple sells their new phone. You know, this is a great question.
We have purchase people here today. Call, get your application in. Let's get that loan going.
Now, they are actually loan officers that do purchase loans, and we have a team designated for home purchase loans. That means they're going to help you get that pre-approval, and they're going to help you get that pre-approval letter so you can go out there house hunting properly. And a house hunting requires a house hunting license.
Yes.
and in Texas, that means a pre-approval letter from TexasLending.com.
It's not duck season or wabbit season. It's house season.
That's right.
I'm not a wabbit.
Yeah. Do you want to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
That's my favorite line from Frankenstein.
Shoot him now.
That girl goes, "I'm not a wabbit."
So anyway, we want to help you in that home purchase. And so what do we need from you? We need to know what your income is. We need to know what your down payment is. That will tell us how much home you can buy. But with the rates being as low as they are right now, just know this. If you did get a 30-year at 2.625, if that's what you got, and your APR is going to be somewhere around 2.8, if you did get that 2.625 rate on a 30-year mortgage, your tax rates on these properties are at 2.75. You're paying more in taxes than you are in interest on your properties right now. Your taxes and insurance for your home is more than your interest rate. And some of you shop for 0.1% on an interest rate, but you don't shop to get a better tax district or better homeowners insurance.
Yeah.
And so these things are expensive. So make sure you call TexasLending.com today. We do want to share with you how to how to get that low rate with us. 972-387-4600. That's our text line. Any more questions?
Yes. This is a good one. Good morning. I recently refinanced at the start of the year to get a 3.25% 30-year conventional with $355,000 valued property. My credit score is above 740. The loan amount's around $325. Does it make sense to refinance again?
They're at 3.25. If they got a 15-year, it's going to be down around 2.25. Okay, if they have, did it say their credit 740? Mm-hmm. If they're above 740, they might find around 2.25, a 15-year. On a $325,000 loan, if they drop their rate 1%, this person is going to save over $250 every month in interest payments. Mm. Every month. It's nearly $10 a day in interest payments that they're going
to
save.
Does it say what the value is? Because value has a lot to do with maybe...
$325.
The value is $325?
No, the value is $355.
Oh, $355. So they did it. Well, it has MI then, right?
It's got some mortgage insurance, looks like.
Mortgage insurance.
But they can go to that 2.25. Now, I don't know if you want a higher payment because you're going to have to pay the $325 off in half the time.
Plus, you're going to have an escrow, new escrow rolled in. Of course, you get it back.
Yep.
You know, you can always bring that to the table and not roll it in, too. That's something I always tell people.
I like calamari. I don't like escrow.
You don't like escargots?
So this person here is a $325,000 balance on their mortgage. For every $120,000 of savings or loan amount, for every $120,000 of loan amount, if you save 1% on your interest rate, you will save $100 a month. Okay, what is 1% of $120,000, Tress? $1,200. That's $100. If you divide by 12 months, it's $100 a month. So if you drop that interest rate 1%, you're going to save $100 or $1,200, right, on $120,000. Now, as you're paying your principal amount down, your interest payment will go down because you don't owe as much principal. So that's how much you'll save in the beginning.
My thought process here would be do a 25-year and keep the same payment and take advantage of a lower term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At a lower rate.
Maybe they go to that 20-year.
25 or 20
or 25. Year. They can look at it, but they're at 3.25. So, you know, they're not going to get two. They have to get a zero
but
closing
cost. But she got
a new
30-year fixed.
I know.
So if they have a 25-year, it's at the same payment. They get rid of 5 years, and they can pay it down quicker.
Yeah. Well, we'll take a look
that's
at it
for
That's
the Bubba thought process.
Make sure you call and check out, and we'll run some numbers. The call, here's the deal, is other than what your carrier charges you, your phone call to us is free, and we don't charge you to look at your credit, to get you quotes, to tell you what you might get, how much money you might be able to save. Make sure you call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600. All text lines are open. If you get your text in now, we will answer it when we come back from this break. And when we come back from this break, Tress wants to share with us more of her oregano diaries and garden diaries from... residential property lot here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And we'll do that after this on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. All right, back on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, Tress Collins, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. We want to answer your questions at 972-387-4600. Text us now. We're going to answer how much money you can save on a refinance. This person just texted us and said they're at 3.25, and I said you can refinance today and maybe drop your rate 1%. That's crazy. They just got a loan earlier this year, but you know what? Earlier this year, 3.25 was the lowest rates of all time for a 30-year. They were. 3.25 was the lowest 30-year we had ever seen, and that was back in February. And now we're seeing 30 years nearly 0.5% lower than that. And so these are 0.5% lower than their all-time lowest rates prior to any time this year. Make sure you get in touch with us. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We want to share with you how to save as much money as you possibly can. How to get cash out of your home. If you got to pay off these credit cards, how much credit card debt do you have? What's the payment on all those credit cards? You're paying $500, $600, $800 a month on credit card payments? What if you drop that to $60 a month and applied that savings towards your mortgage? You can do that now at TexasLending.com. Make sure you do call us today. Tress, do you know if someone has $20,000 in credit cards and they're paying 20%, they're paying $4,000 a year in interest. They're paying $333 every month.
I see that payment. It's about $430 a month is what it is on $20,000. is what they're paying.
And so,
and it's all interest. It's not
interest. Well, if you pay 20% a year and $20,000 a credit card, it's $4,000 a year. Now, if you paid 2%, two and a quarter percent on a $200,000 mortgage, right, you're paying $4,500 a year. You're paying as much interest on a $200,000 home at 2.25% interest rate as you are in credit cards if you have $20,000 in credit cards. So you can really afford homes. Your payment will be much lower than you can rent right now. I can guarantee you that. If you can, your payment, if you get a 30-year mortgage and somewhere in the twos, your payments are real low. So make sure you call us at TexasLending.com. Go online and apply. 972-387-4600. Tress, The Oregano Diaries.
Yes.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you do all this yourself? Do you do all your... how do you get this knowledge? How do you get this... How do you get this medieval knowledge of growing herbs?
Mostly the internet. and you know, I just trial
God
and error.
God bless the internet.
Trial and error. I mean, I was a little concerned about growing fresh oregano because I've never used fresh oregano before. And I'm like, but I'd buy dried oregano. Oregano is most commonly used in Italian cooking. But there is a difference. So I was like, well, what do I do with fresh oregano? So I learned that when you snip the stem, and it's best to snip it just before it flowers. That's when you get the strongest flavors from it. And to get the leaves off the stem, you slightly pinch the stem and go in the opposite direction of growth and all the leaves come off. But once you...
I like it when you just spray that out of the, okay, the bottle
into
the spaghetti sauce.
So, yeah, but there's a difference. So as soon as you take them off of the stem... The aroma, it's like the oils and the oregano, the smell becomes very strong.
Yeah.
The fresh oregano has a much sharp, pungent flavor than the dried oregano. Now, you can dry the oregano and dry your own oregano, but when you do it fresh, you preserve a lot more of the vitamins and antioxidants in it.
Yeah.
And it's a strong flavor, so you don't want to use a lot, but you can put it on sandwiches, just the leaves. You just put the leaves on the sandwich. You put the leaves in your salad. And but you don't want to use a whole lot because
it
is
strong. Will it
make
me live longer?
Maybe.
All right. That's all we care about, Tress.
Well, I'm just
living
saying,
longer, saving money. That's what the show's about. That's what we're talking about.
Will it help me lose weight?
Buy a house. Maybe. Buy a house, start your own garden, and grow oregano.
All text lines are open. If you don't want to ask us a question, 972-387-4600.
A very rare occurrence here in the last 6 months.
Now, I knew some fresh oregano once. They would always say inappropriate things to people without their approval. So,
well, you have to grow it right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you have to be a good gardener.
Yeah. So
what are you saying about my mother?
I don't know your mother.
Yeah. Well, we want to make sure that you are getting help on your mortgage. And yes, we are here also because Tress's husband pays us so that she can get out of all of her gardening anxieties in this show. So this is kind of like weekend. This is our weekend psychological release. And that's what we do here at the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
Thanks, Kevin.
Everything short of a couch to lay back down and tell us all of your problems. We can answer your questions and take some of your mortgage problems away by getting you a very low interest rate. Make sure you call us, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com. This is the weekend, another weekend. Well, school, you know, here's the thing is what's going on with school, man?
Mm.
School's coming up and we don't even know what's going on yet.
They don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going on either. And so school's coming up, and before all that nonsense, get your mortgage done, because school for most people in Texas, somewhere in August that starts. And so get your mortgage going now, get it closed up so you can save money for the school year. And Tress.
So have you noticed an increase of those no appraisal needed where they can do those forms? Or
that's such a strange thing. We had one this week where a client was upset, and they're a listener to the show here on The Fan. And when they applied with us, the mortgage approval through Fannie Mae said that they needed an appraisal. So we ordered an appraisal, and the appraisal came back $50,000 less than their tax bill. So they are very mad at us.
Mm.
And so... Then they said, well, then I talked to my realtor friend, and the realtor friend said that this was a bad appraisal. Well, then we looked at the appraisal, and there were homes on their own street that had sold for $50,000 less than their tax appraisal was. So I don't know if they had to do a fire sale. Maybe they lost their job. Maybe they lost their business in COVID. And they had to do it. They had to get rid of their house because they couldn't make the payment. All I know is there was two homes on the street that had dropped in value, and so the appraiser has to use that. They can't go. They can't go miles away to find a value. Well, we just want to help them save money, right? So they called another mortgage company and they got an appraisal waiver.
Maybe a month later or something?
It's probably a month later.
Yeah.
And so the appraisal waiver is determined by Fannie Mae. The end owner of these loans is Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Right.
When I say the end owner, that means someone's paying interest to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. That's where the interest all goes. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac pay a little bit of money to the servicer, a little bit of money to the lenders who originate the loans, and then they get all the interest. They deploy that interest to your 401k bond fund. They deploy that interest to your pension for if you're a doctor your pension if you're a teacher, you know, or a firefighter, somebody like that. They deploy that interest, okay? And so they also deploy money to sovereign funds who you ever hear how these foreign countries invest in our bonds and our treasuries and our mortgage bonds. And so they have to park their money somewhere safe. Insurance companies, when you give them all their money before the disaster occurs, they have to park by law a certain portion of it in a secured investment, something that's a secured fixed investment. So they put them in these bond funds. Fannie Mae needs to reduce risk so that they get repaid. They are the ones that are the endless money supply for mortgages. Mm-hmm. No one has an endless money supply except for your 401k, your insurance companies, and your pension funds, right? In sovereign countries. And so they put their money in and they expect to get paid back by Fannie Mae. They have to avoid risk. And how do they do that? They get an appraisal on the property. Well, during COVID, Fannie Mae is waiving appraisals for many properties. But it depends when you started your loan. Because before COVID, they weren't doing these appraisal waivers.
I've even got appraisal waivers on purchases.
And so if you're putting enough money down on a purchase and the home value is up or there, and you have a lot of equity, then it's a lower risk loan. Fannie Mae has to reduce risk. Right now, because of the national emergency, they are allowing a lot of appraisal waivers. A lot of those appraisal waivers. That's cool. So anyway, appraisal waivers come when Fannie Mae computer program says you get an appraisal waiver. It's not determined by the lender. The lender's not going to say, okay, don't get an appraisal. We'll just do it. Well, I'm going to call my friend over there because he likes me and he's going to do it without an appraisal. That's not how it works. The only way you get an appraisal waiver is if Fannie Mae computer system says it. There's no human being making that decision. I can tell you that. So that's the way the world works.
Just to let you know, if it's a previous cash out, an appraisal waiver is not going to work. It doesn't work.
Fannie
Mae rules.
Yeah, all I know is this person did get an appraisal waiver somewhere else, and we commend them and we congratulate them, and our approval didn't have it. So that's just the way the world is out there right now. So that's a little bit of explanation for people, and so you know a little bit more. Do you have any questions for us, Tress?
We do, but you want to take it before the break?
We can take a break now.
Yeah.
And then we can answer the questions after the break. 972-387-4600. That is your text line. It's the Trust line, 972-387-4600. Trust likes that.
I do.
It's named after her, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasHoney.com. We're going to come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. All right, we're back on the TexasHoney.com mortgage show. We want to save you money. We want to save you money that you didn't even know you could save. TexasHoney.com refinancing, purchasing, home equity loans, cashback refinances. We are the place to go. Call us. Go online. Trust, you have questions.
We do.
We have answers.
You do.
Yes. Start now. Text us, 972-387-4600. Get your question in so you can get on with your weekend knowing you're going to save money. And hey, if you have a question about something else, we'll answer that too.
All right. How much would I save if I owe $346,000 on my mortgage and I currently pay 3.8% on my mortgage? I have a credit score of 700, over 700. I'm looking for a 20 or 25-year loan.
So how much money will you save? It depends on how fast you pay it off, you know, because you can get a 20-year loan and pay it off in 15 if you want. You can get a 25-year loan and pay it off in 10 years if you want. We can show you how much you can save on your interest now. Now, this is a strange math equation for a lot of people, that no matter whether you have a 15-year mortgage, a 20-year mortgage, or a 30-year mortgage, let's say you're going to go to one of those loans. I'm going to go to a 15-year. I'm going to move into a 20-year. I'm going to move into a 30-year. If they're currently at 3.875, that's what it says their current rate is, 3.8. I'm assuming it's at 3.875. Most mortgages are done in eights, unless it's a marketing gimmick to make it sound different. 3.875 on their mortgage. If this person on $346,000, that's what they owe, dropped that down to 2.25, that's 1.5, over 1.5% interest savings. This person would be saving $400 to $450 every month in interest. So that's over $5,000 a year in interest savings. That's worth it, right, to refinance.
Mm-hmm.
So this person has a 700 score. We don't know the difference between 740 and a 700 score. Might be a few hundred bucks. It might be an
eighth.
Does
it say the value? What's the value?
It does not say the value.
The value, yeah, it would tell you about. Well, more about that.
Yeah, yeah, because the more equity you have, then the better opportunity you have to have lower rates at $346,000. But if they do save 1.5% or more, they're going to save $450 a month. Okay, that's what they're going to save. The savings would be the same. For example, if they went from 346, if they went to 2.5 on a 30-year, which it's not available right now, if they saved 1.5% and they went to a 30-year, they'd still be saving $450 a month. The interest savings is based on how much you owe on your principal. That's it. So the question is, the thing is, if you only have a 15-year mortgage, you're only paying interest for 15 years because you're paying the principal off faster. So you're going to save more money over time. You're going to save more money in 15 years by going to a 15-year mortgage. Saving money, though, is the question is how it's coming out of your pocket. You're going to have a higher payment potentially going to a 15-year because you have to pay the $325,000 off 15 years faster. So you're paying the principal off faster. The savings is an interest. That's where the savings comes. And that savings, every 1% on $360,000 will be $300 a month. If you save every 1% on $360,000 of loan amount will be $300 a month in interest. So if you save 1.5%, it's 50% more. It's $450 a month in the interest savings on $360,000.
And they said their house is worth $450.
So it's worth $450. So they have a lot of equity there, and that's going to help them get a really good interest rate on that mortgage. Mm-hmm. They can look for a 15. They should expect a 15-year down around 2.25. And you should expect a 30-year around 2.625, somewhere around that ballpark, four to 2.75 on a 30-year. So 1% savings, if they went back to a 30-year, they said they want to go to the 2025-year. The interest savings would be $300 if they saved 1% on the mortgage rate. So they can look into doing a low closing cost loan and still reduce some costs and just drop the rate 1%. But if they want to go to a 20 or 25 year, that rate's going to be somewhere between 2.625, 2.75. Hmm. And the interest savings, you know, would be over $300 a month. So this makes a lot of sense for these people to look at it and get it done, because that's $3,600 a year. And Tress can grow a lot of oregano for $3,600 a year.
And I'm working today, so give me a call.
An inappropriate Uncle Bubba wants to talk with you after the show.
I'll give you his number.
He'll tell you things you don't want to know. And you can call him at 972-387-4600. Ask for Gary Alexander. And or Dummy, that's what his wife calls him. 972-387.
No, that's not what she calls me. We can't say
that. It's a family show.
This is the family show version, yeah.
Okay, we have another question.
Yes.
Here we go. I have a VA loan at 4.1%, $262,000 remaining on my mortgage. Home appraised at $310,000 last year. Is refinancing something I should consider? Can I get a cash out refinance with a VA loan?
First, answer number one, can they get a cash out Bubba.
No.
No cash out on a VA loan in Texas.
Only state in the union.
No FHA cash out, no VA cash out, no USDA cash out. You can only do a conventional cash out in Texas by state constitution. It's an amendment to the Constitution of Texas. So you can't do a cash out on VA. And can they get a lower rate, though? Well, they have a rate of 4.1. They can do a VA streamline, but conventional rates are lower.
Right.
So they can probably do a conventional refinance and save a bunch of money. Now, the reason VA is good for them is they don't have 20% equity in the property. So if they want to do a VA refinance, it's going to be down somewhere down around 3%. It's going to be somewhere down around 3%.
Oh.
So on their loan amount, it'll be $200 a month. Around $200 a month in savings, $262,000 what they owe. If they drop it from 4.1, if they get that down around 3%, and why is it at 3%? Because the lenders they can't charge you closing costs, so all their fees are going to be in the rate. That's how they make money, right? So they're not going to have lender fees on that, and you can get that rate. It dropped 1%, and that's nice because you're not going to have any lender fees on that, and it's a VA loan, so there won't be any PMI on it. So that's a great deal for you. 972-387-4600. Call TexasLending.com. We have some of the lowest VA streamline refinance rates in the state of Texas. I have to say some of the lowest because we don't know. There might be some guy out there who just really needs to get a loan done and needs to make a dollar. Yeah.
Well, I have a question. You know, with the appraisal waivers and stuff, I know that one thing that's required on a VA loan is a termite inspection. Are they still doing those with the whole COVID thing?
Well, not on an URL.
The termites are wearing masks. So, yes, I think they're still... They're still doing them. So anyway.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
The termites are wearing masks. Okay.
972-387-4600. They will make sure that they will talk about groups that don't social distance. Those termites, man. They all pile together. 972-387-4600. Bunnies.
They don't social distance either.
Yeah.
I do my walk runs early in the morning, and there's all these groups of bunnies hanging out on the side of the trail, and I'm like, bunnies, hey, you guys are too close.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes.
Okay, 972-387-4600. Inappropriate Uncle Bubba living up to his name. 972-387-4600. We're out of time for questions.
We are
on the TikTok, not the TikTok, we are the countdown. The TikTok thing, I've heard all. No, the TikTok is that thing from the China, whatever it is.
It's the app.
It's the app on your phone.
I've got it, yeah.
The little short videos.
You can put a little video on there.
Well, I've heard bad things about it, so.
Yeah, me too.
People have been told to remove that from your phone.
Really?
Yes.
Because there's good jokes on there.
I don't know what's on there. I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
All I know is we're out of time, and it's time for you to call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Make sure you tell your friends about this show. Listen in every week. Find out how much money you can save. And make sure you call one of our loan officers now for Tress Collins, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Mm.
I am Kevin Miller, and we hope to see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.